Good morning. How are you today? Good. I am wonderful. So, today I would like to talk about the ego, because I was 15 years, 16 years old. I had so many ego. I always separate the people. I remember one day I give the Dhamma talk Wednesday night, and I explain how I separate the lower caste people and high caste people. Because that kind of ego things come to my mind. I think most of people know I became a monk 11 years old. And that time I stay with my temple with my teacher. They didn't have the large monk, only me and my teacher. He was a school teacher. He had to go to the school every morning. I'm living with myself at the temple. Every day, people are coming and bowing and offering something for monks, and they are not thinking about he's a small monk, he's 11 years old kid's monk. They are not thinking. They always respect the monk. They are always thinking they are following the Buddha's teaching. They are practicing well. But I was 11 years old. I don't know what is the meditation, what is my practice thing. I don't understand what is the Buddhism. And I was thinking, and my same age kids come and they bow in and so, how wonderful. And very old people are coming and bowing and respecting, offering. And I was thinking, how wonderful this life. I am the person. I don't want to listen to anybody. I was thinking like that. And at that time, I was separate the people. I don't want to hang out with the very poor people. I don't want to talk with very ugly people. Yeah. I don't like to touch anybody. And I was thinking, I really like to talk with very nice, clean, and rich, that kind of people. Especially in my country, they separate in lower caste, high caste, and middle caste people. They always separate. And that kind of feeling come to my mind. And I don't want to hang out with the lower caste people. Most of time, I heard so many people make some bad story about me. Sometimes people don't like me because they are thinking I always separate in people. And sometimes people want to come and practice with me. They don't have my teacher, they don't want to come to temple. Because they know I always separate in people. I'm not happy with the talk with very poor people. And it is very uncomfortable to me, because I'm growing up, I was 15 years old, I always question. And I'm learning, I'm practicing, I'm learning Buddhism in my school. And I learn who is the Buddhist monk, what they have to practice, what they have to do. And I always thinking, I'm going to totally opposite way. Totally opposite. And people are not happy with me. Some people like, some people don't like. high caste people like, because I'm not talking below caste people. And I always question it, and my teacher is very smart. He sent me another monk training school, we call the Pirivinan. He know I always separating people. And I went to that temple, they have more than 75 monks. So Bhante's temple, Bhante Sujata's temple. And every day they have they at my temple every morning and lunchtime people offering food for the monks. And that training school, we have to go the arms to the village. We have the begin bowl like this, not like a small one, it is little big, and we have to go house by house. We cannot skip any house. We have to go and we have to stay in front of the door, and they have some food. People are come and put in some food the our begin bowl. Think about, sometimes people are cooking different kind of food. Some houses making rice, curry, some people are making soup. All this stuff going to that bowl. See, I always separating people. I don't like to hang out with ugly people, but I have to eat that kind of food. And I have to work with all the houses. And I can see some people are very nice and clean, smell good. Some people are very poor, they don't have the nice clothes, they are very dirty, smell bad. But I can smell that food is not look nice. The smell is not good, but they are, but I cannot escape. And another thing, every morning maybe 15-20 monks walking around the village, and all the monks have come to the temple, and all the food put in the big basket, and they mix that food, and we have to share all the 75 monks that kind of food. And I saw how many people and how many different people put in the food my bowl. And sometimes we can find the hair in the food, you know. And but we have to eat. At the beginning, I cannot eat. Most of time I stay without food, the lunch, breakfast. I never eat because I cannot eat. And after I'm going to my room, and they had so many rules. It's a training center. We cannot keep the milk, we cannot keep the sugar in my room. But sometime I'm going to my room and making some tea and drink, and that's my breakfast. Sometime I have the money, I'm giving somebody's money and buy something for me. But I cannot do every day. And I'm learning Buddhism. I'm learning monks' life. And I always question, this is not good to me. But I have to tell, but it is very hard. And what I did, one of my friends, he's a very nice person, he's a monk, and I explained all the story. I explained all the story. And he said, but I cannot believe you are practicing meditation every day, you are practicing loving kindness, why you are separating people? And I saw monks are living in that temple, they are very peaceful and happy. They are very happy, but I am the always worrying person. I always worry because people don't like me. But I want to be a very nice person. But I don't like to hang out with the very ugly people. And that time that my friends teach me, this is your ego. Ego is growing up. It is not good though, Buddhist monk. You have to change, or you cannot change, you have to disrobe and go home. But I don't want to disrobe. And He said, okay, and he asked another funny thing. You are practicing meditation? I said, yes. How is you practicing? I said, every morning and every evening we have to practice 2 hours at the temple. And you know, we have to wake up 4:30. And we have to go to the practice room. But I don't want to practice. I want to sleep. And every day I'm going to the practice room and sitting like that, I'm very comfortable with my posture and I'm sleeping. And I want to say something. We are practicing this room. Sometimes I'm searching how these people are practicing. And I can see sometimes looking some people's posture and they are trying to do like that, make it that kind of very nice posture. But I had a nice posture. I'm sitting like that. And more than 4 years, I did like that, sleeping. I sleep. I never practice meditation. Don't worry about your posture. Some people are sitting very nice and comfortable, but I don't know they are practicing meditation. Because I have experience, I sleep 2 hours. Very comfortable. And I explained, he was a very nice friend, and he said, Sumana, you have to change. And he gave the couple of job for me. One is, you know, maybe twice a week we had to go to the arms, because 75 monks always change in the schedule, and twice a week I had to go for the arms. And most of the time, I had so many excuses. I don't want to go for the alms. I don't want to go to the poor people's house. And I say, oh, I have the headache, I have the back pain, I have the sinuses. I have so many excuses. Because I don't want to go. But exactly I want to change. And he said, no, you have to go every day for the village, for the alms. Every day. And he say, every day you have to practice loving kindness meditation. And every day you have to clean the temple bathroom. You have to clean the bathroom. Think about it. We have the strong ego. It is very hard to live in a community. We are going to separate people. People always ignore us. Is correct word ignore? Ignoring, you know? And it is very uncomfortable. Our feeling is not happy, always worrying. But we want to be a very happy person. I think we have to practice love and compassion. But it is very hard job. Go to the arms, clean the bathroom, and practice meditation. I never tried to practice meditation. I became a monk 11 years old. Now I am 15 years old. You know, for years, I have not practiced. But I did that 3 kind of job. Every day I had to clean bathroom. In this country, totally okay to clean the bathroom. It's okay, no problem. It's very nice. In my country, it is very hard to clean the bathroom. They always use in the water, and they don't have this kind of fancy bathroom, underground bathroom. And they don't have the nice toilet brush, and they don't have the gloves. See, what I did, I put in my hand the plastic bag and tie, and they don't have the nice toilet brush. What I did, I find the coconut fiber, and see, I have to clean bathroom. At the beginning it is very hard, but I really want to change, but I know that monk is very nice and peaceful monk. I want to be like him. And I was cleaning the bathroom and I always thinking, now I am cleaning bathroom. See, in my country they don't have this bathroom is the high caste people. This bathroom have to use the high caste. This bathroom have to use the lower caste. No, all the people use in the same bathroom. And it smells so bad, but I'm cleaning. And I'm thinking and questioning. And I did maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, after I'm a little comfortable to clean the bathroom. And another thing, and I had to go the alms to the village, it is very hard part too. And I always thinking how many innocent people live in this area. They don't have enough money to give the nice donation or offering food. But they can give something very small thing, a small food, maybe one spoon. After I saw, the feeling is so peaceful and happy. They are so happy. And another hard part is we have to eat that kind of food. But I try it. And it is taste good. You know, now we are going to Sri Lanka, we are waiting that kind of food. It is so good. And another thing, especially I want to say, it's a very hard part to practice meditation. I'm going to practice meditation in my practice room, and I'm sitting in my cushion, and it is very hard to practice loving kindness because it is very easy to send love and compassion to me, my mom, my dad or brothers. Sometime I'm going to send love and compassion to my teacher. It is very hard because I'm closing my eyes and thinking my teacher, and so many, you know, the teachers always give me the punishment. That kind of hard feeling come to my mind. Yeah, and I was questioning why I am sending love and compassion to him. You know, that kind of things come to my mind. And I'm living that kind, I'm questioning, and automatically come to my mind, but this teacher, how wonderful. How many good things he did for me. And I was thinking. And after I'm a little happy about that, I'm thinking, oh, that moment I can send love and compassion very easily. Do you understand me? Yeah. And another thing, we are going to send love and compassion to all the world, especially animal dogs, because I don't like to touch the dog or cat, you know. This is very uncomfortable for me. And I'm thinking about my villages. And I don't like to send love and compassion to lower caste people because they made so many bad stories about me. Because I separate the people. Why they are making that kind of story? Because I always separate. And that kind of hard feeling, so many things come to my mind, oh, I don't want to send that love and compassion, that guy. Then, like, I'm questioning. I think maybe you have to that kind of feeling too. And after maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, like a teledrama, so many things and come to my mind and I'm living that kind of thing. And after 10 minutes or 5 minutes, I'm thinking, but how many good things they did for me, giving food. Sometime I got the sick, they are making some, you know, the Sri Lanka have the Ayurveda, and they give the medicine and everything. And that kind of good things come to my mind. And I'm focusing them. I practice loving kindness like that. Now, actually, I'm little bit okay. It is very easy to send love and compassion to people. Now, I am not separating people. I'm not 100% okay, but I'm little comfortable. And most of the time, people are saying, you are smiling and you are happy, but you know, now I'm enjoying my life. Because I'm not separating people, I'm not going to hurt people, I'm not going to hurt any animal beings. And especially I'm going to practice breathing meditation. And that moment I was thinking, I'm breathing oxygen. Hold the life, but I cannot separate this oxygen going to the high caste people, this oxygen going to the very highest people. You know, we have to breathe oxygen, we cannot separate. And I'm questioning like that. And I start my practice, maybe 2 hours I'm sitting, maybe I practice 5-10 minutes. So many stories, so many dreams come to my mind. And I'm living that kind of dreams. And after 5-6 months, I'm a little comfortable with my practice. And I feel I'm changing. My life is changing. I'm very happy to work with people. I always respect the people. Sometimes I'm a very tough guy, but I know me. I know my heart. So my message is you don't want to go to the arms to the village, practice loving kindness. You know, you don't want to clean the bathroom. You know, we have the ego. It is very hard to live in with the community. It is very tired to us. We are always living very sad and worried. Our face is not happy. People don't like to hang out with us. But we are practicing love and compassion. That practice always makes us happy and peaceful. And our pace is very peaceful. More people like to hang out with us. I know I'm going to the MCC. So many people love me. All the teachers love me. Yeah. And sometimes my friends are, oh, Sumana, you know everybody's. But, you know, I always say, hi, how are you? And smiling, and I have the free time, I'm going to talk with them, you know, sharing nice thing. More people know Buddhist monk in the ESL class, you know. And my message is that we have to focus on practice. Our meditation, totally, meditation is going to change our life. It is very, we don't want to think about dhyana or high step for the meditation. But, you know, we can grow up the love and compassion of our heart. It is very helpful to be a good person. Very nice person, because everybody wants to be a very happy and peaceful person. Because think about maybe 80 people today, houseful, and everybody wants to be happy. I always say, think about it. You are here, you came to the Blue Lotus and practice meditation. You are sharing love and compassion this moment. And think, this moment, how many people are killing, how many people are fighting in the world? But our noble friends, you are very lucky people. You came to this place and you are practicing love and compassion this moment. Think how different. Please understand and practice a little more and be happy and peaceful person. Thank you so much.